Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Hey, it is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. We have open phones, as we always do. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And, of course, you can bring up anything that happens to be on your mind, something you want to talk about with our national and international radio listening audience, also online.
We're worldwide, bro.
We are. We're on satellite, free-to-air satellite in sub-Saharan Africa. We're on video streaming services on, like, I don't know, 6 to 8 or something, depending on which ones have canceled us this week.
But that number seems to grow over time. Like, there was a time when there was one video service, right?
It grew a few months ago when we signed on with one of these restreaming services, and I spent an evening going through all of the different things to which we could stream video. I'm just like, I'll just sign up for as many as looks like we fit. Like, I didn't put us on the sports streaming sites stuff where it clearly wasn't really a fit, but any sort of video streaming site generically. So we're on a couple international sites as well. One's called Nemo TV, another one FC2.
Are we still on Vaughn?
Vaughn Live is one of them, yes. So there's a few new ones that we've never had before.
It's not necessarily popular in the libertarian community at large to be on Facebook.
Yeah,
but I am still on Facebook. And
hey, reach out every way you can.
Yeah, and whenever we started doing the sort of multi-stream services, we are broadcasting live on Facebook now.
We're back on Facebook because somebody was able to log into an account. I think it was Nobody or our co-host Nobody or Mark Edge or something like that. Because I don't have a Facebook account anymore, but you know, we still have the Free Talk Live Facebook page, which supposedly has, I don't know, 80,000 followers.
It's got a bunch.
But of course, almost no one sees the posts that you make because Facebook has crippled their system to where you have to pay in order for people to see. And I'm not going to give Facebook a dime of money. Screw them.
During the events of March 16th and the time after, Mark gave me admin privileges for the Free Talk Live Facebook page, and so I started getting notifications. And, of course, I get the notification when we go live, and then I get advertisements for, hey, you could be seen by a lot more people if only you'd pay.
Oh, yeah, pump it up. Yeah. Right. Imagine pumping up your video feed on Facebook for however much money and then having them pull it out from underneath you later.
Yeah.
You know, every time I see an advertisement for Facebook, I feel like we're winning.
What do you mean, an advertisement for?
Oh, yeah. Like, so on YouTube, they've been advertising, like, nonstop.
They're trying to get new users?
Yeah, yeah. Which to me means, like, oh.
Like they're having a hard time?
Oh, yeah, you're not absolutely dominating the market, eh?
That is good news. Mm-hmm. I'm glad to hear about that.
We, of course, have, what's our website, social.freetalklive.com?
Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh. It's like a decentralized, well, I mean, it's still running on a server somewhere, but it's federated, so it's connected with other servers elsewhere. It's running the Mastodon software, and it's very, very good, and you get a lot more freedom to express yourself at social.freetalklive.com.
I'm on it, and I see some things. I will, you know, maybe during a break or something, I'll chat with you, Ian, about proper, you know, how do you, I don't think I'm doing it right. I'm doing it wrong.
I saw you post a thing earlier.
Yeah,
I can
post just fine. I think that I'm just not following enough or the right people or something. So
I see.
I'm not sure, but we could talk about it off air.
Well, check it out at social.freetalklive.com. By the way, we haven't even introduced ourselves. It's Ian here.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And I'm a lumberjack, and I'm okay.
So I made...
he's a lumberjack, and he's okay.
I put something in my show prep, I don't know, a couple days ago. And interestingly, the title of this post has changed since... So they've updated it.
But do you know what it was?
Yes, I do, because the URL is still what it was, and it has the original title in it. So the original title was, from CNBC.com, The Upside to Inflation, Rising Wages.
Yeah.
You've seen this?
I've seen this many times on the social media.
That is so not how it works.
Right.
That is literally the exact opposite of how it works. So, turns out, prices, real easy to change. Wages, hard to negotiate.
Hey, look on the bright side, when they create more money out of thin air, you might be able to get a raise if you change jobs.
Well, and so interestingly, they must have gotten a lot of pushback about this particular this particular article, because now, and apparently it was updated in the afternoon, so like right at 4:50 p.m., same day it came out at 9:44 in the morning. You can see when they updated it here in the header. Now the title is, "It's not certain rising wages will be enough to outpace inflation."
That explains why whenever whenever I've seen this on the social media, it's been a screenshot of the page with the original title, not necessarily a link to the article. That's interesting.
Yeah, because I saw when they when this was originally posted, the comments were just excoriating CNBC for
should be.
For this article, which is good news because it shows that there's some economic intelligence out there, at least on the internet, of the people who came across this story. So let's get into it. This is the pitch from CNBC. "As the economy picks up in the wake of the COVID pandemic, concerns about inflation are also gaining steam. Already, prices on some goods like cars are noticeably higher, stoking fears that a sudden uptick in inflation will decrease purchasing power over time." Now, we should stop there already and point out that CNBC appears to be using the incorrect definition of inflation, which is common for,
Well, so it's not necessarily incorrect if you're talking about price inflation.
But that's not what they said.
But monetary inflation is different.
Go ahead, put the word price in front of it if that's what you're talking about, because inflation is generally a increase in the money supply. And we already know that that's happening. So it's not like, boy, is this going to happen? Is the money supply going to increase? No, it already happened.
When's the inflation going to hit? It already did when they printed the money.
It's probably continuing to happen, right?
More it was trillions last year and trillions more so far this year, and the year ain't over yet.
Yep.
Well, and it is a manipulative tactic, because if you just look at the prices, then you're ignoring how prices were going to go down if you didn't inflate the money supply.
What do you mean by that?
So as time goes on, we get a little better at this, a little better at that. Way of transporting this raw material from this place to this place gets a little bit cheaper.
Or the manufacturing of
the manufacturing process gets leaner.
Gets better. A new plant gets built, which adds to the supply. All of these things would decrease the price if we actually had a decent money system.
Yeah, right. If you look at something relatively unregulated, televisions, for example.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, when 1080p came out, or even 4K for that matter came out, you know, that was the most expensive TV you could buy. And then now this past Christmas, 4K TVs were like $500 at Walmart.
Wow. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Is there even content for 4K at this point? Can you even watch it?
Yeah, there is.
That's
in
4K?
There are. I get laughed at sometimes by some of my peeps because I'm from the old school black and white analog over the air TV.
The dial.
So, like, to me, something in 720.
Don't touch that dial, and you know what they mean.
Well, and I used to do, like, the copper wire attached to rabbit ear antenna and, you know, run it outside the window or chuck it on the roof or something to get better reception.
Back when coax was a step up.
That's right. Well, and so now, like, if I get a file from somebody that's 720p, I'm like, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Because I remember the horrible, crappy analog quality television and, you know, that type of thing. So, you know, for me to get something 4K, I'm just like, wow, it's unbelievable.
Now, we've already talked before about how the government has its official inflation numbers, which, of course, they leave very important things out of, housing.
Well, I mean, it's not like people need a place to live, food to eat, or education under any circumstances.
So, you know, they leave a bunch of stuff out of that, and so it's likely that the inflation is actually at least, like, probably three times what they say that it is.
Yeah.
But as it points out here at CNBC, although consumers pay more or may pay more for everyday items, companies facing a labor shortage are also paying more to get workers to walk in the door. I've heard there's a McDonald's out there somewhere paying people just to interview. You get $50 if you just sit down for an interview at this McDonald's. I don't know where it is, but
which is a trend that I do hope to see increasing in the future as more and more activity gets automated.
Well, and that's the thing, right? I think that with this situation that we have, because of the inflation and also because of the, I'm going to call it UBI, or you call it whatever you want, the stimulus packages. The
UBI stands for what?
Universal Basic Income, okay. Which they haven't really said, but we have the situation where the government is still paying people to not work, essentially, as a result of COVID. And so I think as that situation continues, we will see more automation.
We're going to continue here if you want to weigh in your opinion on the economy. What's it like for you right now where you live? Are you seeing prices go up? Are you seeing wages trailing, not quite rising fast enough? 603-283-6160. It's free.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Hey,
is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You're invited if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. The CNBC story that has been edited since it was released and given a better headline. I don't know how much they've changed the actual text of the story.
Now, is CNBC the Canadian national business? No.
What is it? No, you're thinking of the CBC, the Canadian CBC, Broadcasting Company, or corporation, or whatever.
What's the difference between NBC and CNBC?
C, isn't it commercial NBC or something? I forget what the C stands for.
Yeah,
it's
me too.
Basically their business. Okay. It's their business channel. And so Jessica Dickler is reporting here. Unfortunate name. Reporting here, and by the way, I do want to say thank you to Bitcoin.com, longtime great sponsor here at Free Talk Live. If you're looking to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, get on over to Bitcoin.com. They can help you do that. There's a getting started area right there at the top of the page, and you can just click on that, and then there's an easy, like, 3-minute long introductory video that you can sit there and watch and learn the basics. Now, if you don't need the basics, you're ready to, you know, take it to the next level, get over to their news website. Over at news.freetalklive.com, that is where you will get the latest headlines about the world of cryptocurrency every single day, and usually from a pro-freedom perspective. I think I can't say for sure all of their writers are that way, but I know Jamie Redmond is, and Roger Veer, of course, the founder of the site is.
I'd actually like to ask the listeners of this program tonight to go to bitcoin.com and scroll down to, like, contact us, and I think there's a an editorial email address. It's like editor@bitcoin.com or something like that. And just send them an email and say, hey, can you guys do a story on the Crypto Six?
They did. March 21st.
They did?
Yeah.
How did
I
miss that?
You were saying that they hadn't done it, and I found it the other night.
How did I miss that?
I don't know. Well, it wasn't an, I wouldn't say it was like an in-depth story or anything like that, but
it wasn't a Jamie Redmond production, though.
Okay. No, somebody else.
I follow Jamie Redmond because he's awesome.
I think it was mostly sourced from the Justice Department press release or something like that, but that's just the
Well, that's good, because, like, I had sent them all of that information, right?
Okay.
I sent them the indictment, you know, a link to find it, you know, and kind of a brief summary of what happened. So I'm glad that they did, and my apologies if, you know, they've been offended by me.
No worries.
You know. But at the same time, I think it's important, if they want to do something in-depth, I know that you know, folks here will make themselves available for interviews and, you know, investigation, that type of thing. If they want to do a little more in-depth article on it, we'll be happy to make that happen.
So check them out over at bitcoin.com.
So, by the way, CNBC stands for Consumer News and Business Channel.
Oh,
wow.
So it's not even NBC.
Well, it is NBC. It's just different.
But is it related to NBC, the broadcaster?
It's owned by the same company.
It's, okay.
So.
It's Peacock?
Yeah,
okay.
It's Peacock.
All right. So back to the story here from CNBC, which they changed. It has now been, now the new title is, it's not certain rising wages will be enough to outpace inflation. Let me just go ahead and go on the record and say, I'm pretty certain rising wages will not outpace inflation, because I don't think they ever have.
I'm 100% certain, because the nature of this market is that they can't. I mean, if you have an increase in the money supply, then you will have an increase in prices.
Yes.
And it's just the nature of our culture that you don't walk into work every day and go, hey, I'd like to renegotiate my wage.
Right.
That's
you
just
don't?
Not,
really?
You don't, like, you know, it's lunch break time. I'd like you to pay me an extra 10 cents for the rest of the day. That just isn't what happens. Now,
but prices can change all the time.
Prices can change just at a moment's notice.
Mm-hmm. That's a great point. And in addition, not only are people not, you know, renegotiating their wage very often, but every now and then, like, the government will come along with a quote-unquote minimum wage increase. Now, as libertarians, you know, generally we're against the government telling people what they can and can't work for, or who they can hire and at what wage and all that. But regardless, it's probably inevitable that at some point they're going to raise the minimum wage from $7 an hour to, or $7.50 or whatever it is right now, to X. You know, whether that be 10 or 12 or 13 or 15 or whatever. But one thing you can count on is that by the time they get around to it, first of all, most jobs already pay more than the minimum wage, and certainly now way more than the minimum wage, because they have to in order to get workers. But even for whatever few poor bastards are still stuck at the minimum wage, by the time they raise that thing, you guys are still going to be way behind the ball compared to inflation. Your quality of life, your quality of living is going to be way, way down. The cost of living is going to be way up. And this, of course, affects everybody. It doesn't matter what your wage is, but obviously the people on the lower side are affected disproportionately and worse off because of it.
I don't believe in something called the minimum wage. It's dumb.
It's a price floor for labor.
It is, and it shouldn't exist because somebody should be able to work for whatever they agree to, right?
That would be freedom.
And, yes. Right, yeah. And the reason that, like, I disagree with the minimum wage is precisely the exact same reason that I disagree with something called the maximum wage, which nobody ever talks about because it doesn't exist, because everybody agrees that a maximum wage would be dumb.
Oh, I suspect not everyone agrees with that.
Well,
I bet you there's some hardcore leftists out there who would absolutely favor a maximum
wage. Well, and if you try that kind of stuff, you get exactly what we got during World War II, and they go, okay, well, if I can't increase your wage, how about I cover your health insurance? Because you've got to attract talent. And okay, well, what about these benefits, which aren't technically a wage? And it's like, well, I can't increase your wage, here's a new car, and I'm just going to give you a company car every 7 weeks or whatever.
I remember some of my uncles and, you know, older folks when I was getting into the job market telling me that like health benefits are worth a good $2 to $5 an hour, right? Like, if you're calculating that into whatever your salary is, so if your employer offers you, I don't know, $20 an hour, but full health care insurance, that's kind of worth like another $5 an hour.
Right. And remember, employers are also paying towards Social Security that otherwise is money that would belong to you because it's something they have to pay in order to employ you. So what is it, like 13% or something like that? Half of it, I think, goes to the employer takes care of?
I think one of the only reasons that minimum wage functions at all in this society is because of the impossibility of child labor. Because, I mean, I think it's perfectly reasonable to, like, okay, I will give you, you know, a few bucks to sweep up.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
You're not providing a bunch of value, but I can give you a little bit and, you know, teach you a little bit about, you know, what it's like to be in a working environment. And that, you know,
which is invaluable, by the way. I mean, there's a huge level of, it's hard to really calculate what that's worth to a child. I remember my mom started me working at her thrift store in Florida when I was probably like 7 or 8 or something like that. So, you know, I'm up there ringing up people at the cash register. And by the time I was 16 and I got a real job where I was taxed, you know, I was pretty good with customers by that point. You know,
like you, in that respect, I left home. I dropped out of high school, at, you know, freshman year. I was 16, and I left home, and I just went out, and I got jobs, you know, multiple jobs. I mean, I kind of traveled, and I got, like, you know, under-the-table jobs and all that kind of stuff, but I came home at, I don't know, 21 or something like that, and a lot of the folks that I went to school with were struggling, and, like, I could get a job no problem because I had
the ethic.
Already had years of experience in the market, and references and all that stuff.
Yep, makes a difference. 603-283-6160. If, indeed, people could choose to work at younger ages, it would be a real boon, especially, like, helping young people mature sooner rather than being little brats.
Yep, and, you know, a lot more useful teenagers than public school.
Yep, 603-283-6160. You can join.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The U.S. is sending senior FBI and DHS officials to Port-au-Prince as soon as possible to assist with the investigation into the assassination of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse, the White House said Friday, in response to a Haitian government's formal request for assistance. However, the U.S. has no plans to send military assistance at this time, amid reports that Haitian officials had requested troops to secure critical infrastructure. She says all Confederate statues need to be removed. Zayana Bryant is a student activist and community organizer studying at the University of Virginia.
All of the Confederate monuments need to come down all over. And I'm not necessarily interested in putting up new monuments of black people to equal it out. I'm interested in making sure that the deeper systems.
This is USA Radio News. President Biden has laid out a sweeping tax plan to raise the rates paid by wealthy Americans and corporations, but his proposal may inadvertently increase the tax bill of small businesses across the country. Pennsylvania Republican Dan Muser on Fox Business says it's an upside-down policy agenda.
Raising taxes is somehow going to be reasonably beneficial at a time of A, recovery, but B, as we're competing with the rest of the world as we are. You know, one thing Joe Biden doesn't remember is that the rest of the world got competitive and the U.S. Did not.
Biden has called for imposing higher taxes on capital gains and income for the top slice of income earners. The Senate may work into its August recess to pass both a bipartisan infrastructure plan and a budget resolution that would allow Democrats to enact a range of priorities without Republican support, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can bring up whatever you want. We're talking about inflation.
During the break in my brain, it stewed upon inflation, and I came up with a new parody song.
Oh.
You remember the Go-Go song, Vacation? It's like, vacation, all I ever wanted.
Oh, yeah.
Inflation, all I ever wanted.
It's a good start.
Yeah.
You do that stuff, by the way, over at LordKickass.com.
I do.
I've got full-on song parodies.
I've got some stuff like in the hopper that I've been attempting to work on. Of course, the Crypto 6 events of March 16th and all that kind of thing. I just kind of put all my musical endeavors on a shelf. So I'm now that, you know, things are, I don't want to say normal, but we've got you back at least.
It's a new normal.
It is a new. Oh God! Wow! Oh man, it's horrible. I'm about to have some time to hopefully work on some of that, and I've got some things in the hopper, so stay tuned.
Excellent. Also, check out liberty.menu. It's a place that you can go if you're a liberty-minded person, if you're an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. You ought to be at liberty.menu, and you can list the things that you do there. If you got more than one thing, that's totally cool. It's free, in fact, to list what you do. And then you might get, I don't know, a new client or a new, you know, fan or whatever, because you could put on your business. You could put on your digital content that you're the creator of, maybe an event that you are helping organize, which, by the way, are blowing up. Liberty events this year are very well attended. So if you were waiting for a good year to start a Liberty event, this might be a good one. Check out liberty.menu, and you can interact there with other people in the Freedom community and find out what useful products and services there are out there. Liberty.menu. You can use code FTL and get a cool Free Talk Live listener badge on your profile. We've been talking about the economy and inflation, wages, etc. We can continue with that, but you can bring up anything. And we have Dave in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hi there. How you doing?
Dave, what's on your mind?
All right. There is a guy I know. He goes by the name of Mook H. Mike H. This guy is the most creepiest whistleblower ever.
Okay, what do you mean when you say he's a whistleblower?
A.K.A. a tattletale.
Okay, in what way did he tell?
He knows stuff about me or whatever, and, you know, he's just basically a whistleblower. Everybody, like, nobody knows where this guy lives. Nobody knows what he looks like. Nobody knows what he does for work or anything. That he's so secretive. He's so secretive. This guy, Mike H., Mook H., whatever his real name is, we all speak with him on Zello. Zello's a walkie-talkie app. But this guy, he is a whistleblower, a tattletale.
I don't think you know what that word means.
Yeah, whistleblower generally means revealing something to the public about some sort of nefarious activity of organization.
Yeah, like there's a pattern of behavior, and you blow the whistle, so to speak, to stop it.
He said that this guy knows things about him, though, Dave. So, Dave, what is it that this guy has revealed about you that you're so upset about?
He knows a whole bunch of stuff, like what happened in my past and blah, blah, blah.
Give us an example. Like, what's one of the things that he's revealed? I mean, he says he's revealed it. I mean, we could just look the guy up and find out what it is. So you might as well just tell us.
Nobody knows what this guy looks like or where he lives or anything.
He's dodging the question.
Nobody knows what he looks like?
No, nobody knows, because we all stick with him on Zello.
How do you think he knows so much about you?
Because he does. He's a creep. A bona fide creep. I'm about to swear, but
so
I can't.
So he's built. Thank you for not doing that. So this guy, is it safe to say that he's been creeping on you for some number of years, for maybe a very long time?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Since I've been living over at the BWS.
How long is that?
Hold on. The what?
The BWS. And even before that.
And what does that stand for?
What's the BWS?
BWS is Battered Women's Shelter, but this guy was also on the
Howard. So since you've
Howard
been living at the Battered
Board.
Women's Shelter.
And how long ago did you start living at the Battered Women's Shelter?
Oh, I don't want to get into that, but this guy, Mook H.
Now, hold on, before you, whoa, Dave, you gotta hold on there, because we gotta let our listeners know you're not this isn't your first time calling the show. You've been calling the show for, like, I don't know, a decade, basically, at least, yeah. And I believe you were living at the Battered Women's Shelter when you first started calling the show. At least that's what the people who follow you were saying. So, for listeners that aren't familiar, Dave, his first time calling this program, just to go take you way back.
In time.
Yeah, he was very upset because he was going on this thing that he mentioned tonight. Zello, he said, is this sort of online chat voice app. Before they have these new chat platforms that have come out recently, like Discord or one of the newest ones. There's one that Facebook's doing now.
Yeah, you guys don't even use Discord anymore.
So there's one that Facebook's doing now. I think Twitter's got one, too, where they're doing these online audio rooms where people can go in and have chats.
It's a giant conference call.
Yeah, and so people have been doing this for years on the Internet, but now it's getting big because everybody's been locked down, and so give them something to do. Anyway, Dave, you went on these chats. You also went on Craigslist, where they apparently not only let you sell things but have forums. Who knew? And he would go in these local area for the Hudson Valley, Poughkeepsie, New York area where he lives and get into online fights with people because Dave doesn't know how apparently to interact with other humans. And so he...
Yeah, I do.
Well, you seem to get into fights wherever it is that you go, and in a lot of cases, you've started. And I only know this because years ago, we used to run a forum called the Free Talk Live BBS, and Dave was on our forum and immediately started getting into fights with people on the forum. Again, online, you know, spats. And so that was what he'd called about the first time he called. He was so upset at how people were treating him online. And here we are, a decade plus later, and Dave's still mad because somebody that has been following him for probably a decade because they're...
This guy was also on the HowardSchlein.net message board.
I just have... Call me Captain Obvious, but I have a question that I'm guessing anybody who's not familiar with Dave or his saga may not know the answer to, and that is, how does a dude end up living at the battered women's shelter?
I think we'd all like to know that.
It's a long story.
Well, we got time.
Yeah, why not? You know, it's been 10 years and you've never told us.
Yeah,
so.
Let's hear it.
God, I used to live with an SQHF. I'm not going to mention what that means, but I used to live with an SQHF, and I didn't really like living with him. And so I ended up at the BWS because I couldn't stand living with this guy. Whatever, he was always he was just arrogant and just he was just being a jerk.
Was he battering you?
He was just being, you know, because I used to live over at the Swampo House, right? The Swampo House was, it was where my mom used to have a house. It was like he lived downstairs and I lived upstairs. Well, like, you know, my bedroom was like upstairs and a bunch of other things were upstairs. And he was like basically downstairs. There was a TV downstairs, a TV upstairs and all that kind of stuff. But like when she sold the house, I had, you know, I didn't have any place to go. So I had to go and stay with the SQHF. So fast forward, I'm now in my own apartment. I no longer have to live with the SQHF. But like,
but how did you end up in the battered women's shelter?
Because I don't want to live with the SQHS anymore.
But how did you end up in the
How did you get them to accept you right. as a battered women's shelter?
Did you put a wig on, identify as a female? Yeah. Like, what did you do?
I called it the BWS because, you know, guys were also living there too. But like, you know, I called it that, you know, there was a bunch of guys who were also living there. And also I didn't have anywhere to go. So my case manager at the time, he put me there.
Okay. I have one other question, Dave. Did they dip you in some sort of an egg wash and then roll you in like spiced flour?
No, Captain Obvious.
There was no battering going on.
No.
Okay.
Dave, thanks for the call tonight. You know, as far as the guy that's creeping on you online, I would suggest that you leave the platforms where people are bothering you. Try joining a new platform and don't get into fights with people. And then maybe you will not create enemies. Because what's basically happened to Dave is that over the years, these people that he's gone on these different platforms, they've become obsessed with Dave. And they've followed him from platform to platform.
Oh, boy.
And give him a real hard time and tell everybody, like, what the deal is with Dave. And, you know, and Dave's upset about it. But Dave created all of this. It's all Dave's fault. Thanks for the call tonight, Dave. Appreciate it. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can take control of the airways. You can bring up whatever you want, and we got more on the economy, inflation, and other things. Whatever's on your mind. Free talk.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. Phones are open if you want to join us, as evidenced by that last call. You really can just call in about anything you want.
Anybody can just call in.
And you don't even have to make sense.
Even if you're a man living in the battered women's shelter.
Battered women? And all this time I've been eating them plain.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. That allows you to call in, take control of the airwaves here with you tonight. It's Ian.
Bigless Mountaineer.
I sleep all night and I work all day.
Good to know. So back to CNBC.com. We are getting into their story about inflation, where they sort of admit that inflation appears to be happening. They point out that some people have noticed the uptick in prices on some goods.
Yeah, I wonder if that's the only actual content changes that they made besides the title shift.
The title.
Okay, let's throw a few mays and a couple of maybes in there that we didn't have before.
Or an allegedly or something. Yeah, I see.
Right, because the old title of this used to be The Upside to Inflation, Rising Wages. It was a total pitch piece on how inflation's actually good for you. And it's not.
Exact opposite of how it works.
How does anybody even arrive at the conclusion... That conclusion, much less go, hey, this would be a great title for this article.
Well, how would anybody...
Well, you see, Captain, the average wage is significantly higher today than it was 100 years ago, and we do have inflation to thank for that.
But it doesn't buy as much, unfortunately.
But the wages are higher. They're higher. The number's bigger.
The really sad part is I could see how the average person who went to a government school could, you know, screw this up. I mean, you go to government school, they don't teach you the truth about economics. So, but you know, you expect a little bit more from a business website that maybe, just maybe, they would have some level of economic understanding about basic stuff like
well,
this.
Well, but they don't expect the consumer to. This is consumer news and business.
Right. Good point.
But was this author, when, you know, coming up with this title, like, you would think that authors would do smart things like, oh, I don't know, put their title into a search engine and see if anybody else has used it or something close to it or something like that. Like, did they not do that? Were they just like, nobody else has ever come up with such a brilliant title for an article?
Well, I mean, this might be a little bit tinfoil hatty, but maybe, just maybe, they're trying to manipulate the population and had some pushback in this particular case when they were completely BS crazy.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely what's going on here. I mean, this is total propaganda. But let's go on. So, quote, one of the major challenges for employers, along with finding workers, is to retain their current employees, and one way to do that is to offer current employees a new opportunity and increase pay, said Mark Hamrick, senior economic analyst at Bankrate.com. Hamrick said further, quote, in the power struggle between workers and employers, the balance has shifted in workers' favor, he said. We haven't always seen that in the past.
I mean, to some extent, it is an employee's market right now.
It is. That's true.
So, you know, if you look at that in a different, slightly different context.
And it's different than what it was several years ago where, you know,
if you have niche market skills or trade skills and you are unemployed right now, I mean, the market has. You're not looking. The market has never been better for you as a skilled worker. Yeah. If you're an unskilled worker, give a take.
There's a ton of those jobs too.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about with regards to wages. If you want, if you're at a job and you want a raise, there's no hotter market than those who are already employed.
Yep.
Right. You are in demand. So if you want a raise and your employer won't give you one,
ask for it.
Ask for it. And if they say no, start looking for another job and go, hey, look, these other guys are offering me, you know, $20,000 a year more for the same job.
You guys, sure you want to say no?
Do you guys want to match it or, you know, what do you want to do here?
Exactly. Workers already saw a bump in their paychecks for June, according to the story here. As of the latest tally, average hourly earnings rose 0.3% month over month and 3.6% year over year, according to the Labor Department. However, incremental wage increases are unlikely to keep pace as the cost of living rises, according to David Williver, founder of personal finance site Money Under 30. And he's absolutely right about that. That's the way it's always been.
And that's always something to keep in mind when you're talking about increasing minimum wages, is that you will see an immense rise in the cost of living if you increase the minimum wage.
Yeah, it's so weird to me that people don't get that. Every time the minimum wage goes up, the cost of living goes up. Yeah. Every time.
Yeah.
Every time. It's like clockwork. You can go look at it. It's historical fact.
In
there's
a lot of
no
cases,
question.
It goes up way later, though, right? Because it relies on politicians
of course,
who don't exactly
not,
get things
yeah.
done quickly.
But it's not, you know, correlation. It is a fact that it happens.
And I will admit, I don't feel as strongly as a lot of people do about minimum wage laws because, I mean, you're kind of partially correcting for something that the government screwed up in the first place.
Yeah.
Like, if we had sound money, then the fact that wages don't get renegotiated very often would not only be not a problem, but actually helpful.
If those people were being paid in said money.
Right, right. But this is kind of a halfway measure to try and fix some of that problem.
It's so always like, too little too late, though. That's the thing. Yeah. It's like the cost of living. You're not wrong, Captain, in that every time wages go up by force or whatever.
Minimum wage specifically.
Yeah, the minimum wage goes up, the cost of things go up. But that presumes that there's a ton of workers at the minimum wage. Generally, there isn't.
Right.
So really, ultimately, it doesn't make, I don't think, that big of a difference because you've got a ton of people that are getting more than the minimum wage because that's what the market has to pay them. And so it's like later on, years later, the politicians finally come around and like, okay, we'll raise the minimum wage. And then they pat themselves on their back, on the backs like they've actually done something for somebody when in point of fact, you know, the super majority, I believe it's 90%+ or 95%+ of the heads of household are not making minimum wage.
You know who should get the minimum wage?
Politicians.
All government workers.
Yeah.
Including politicians and the president.
There's going to be a lag, said their expert here. He says further, the prices at the gas pump or grocery store may change very quickly, but you might not get that raise for a year. And that's what Peekless was saying earlier. Corporations are often slow to raise wages, especially if it's costing them more to buy raw materials, said the guy, Williver. They'll be feeling a profit squeeze, and the last thing they want to do is pay their workers more, he said. And that's the sticky situation that we get into. And yet, according to CNBC, an acute labor shortage in certain industries, such as leisure and hospitality, adds an unprecedented twist. On a job search site, Indeed.com, 4.1% of companies were offered cash bonuses or other hiring incentives in June, which was more than double the rate of companies that were offering that a year ago. Some food prep jobs even advertised bonuses of $100 to $2,500. I remember hearing an interview on just normal radio when I was in jail. I was listening to the morning show on our affiliates, The Pulse, and he had a guy on from California who sounded pretty libertarian. Sadly, he's still in California running, like, food truck businesses. He said he's hiring dishwashers as of this year at $25 an hour.
Wow.
To start.
Wow. Well,
that's
of course,
what he has to do.
Right, but, you know, 50 grand a year as a salary in California,
yeah.
You might as well be making minimum wage anywhere else.
Still, though, I mean, it's he'd never had to do that before either,
yeah.
Right? Like, this is unusual for him.
Yeah.
According to the story here, still, some economists fear a too rapid increase in wages could prompt companies to raise prices. Well, gee, you think?
it may prompt.
And create the very phenomenon of inflation causing more harm than good. Again, that's not how inflation is created. Yeah, that's prices going up is a symptom of inflation, which is an increase in the money supply, which they've been doing. And it wasn't just something they started doing last year. They've always done this. It's just that with COVID, they had this excuse to crank out trillions more in dollars in 1 year's time frame, and then trillions more this year, record budgets, record numbers, record inflation, and these people in the media keep covering for the government.
Oh, yeah.
And this is why this is nowhere near any kind of a solution is, okay, so if your target audience if your target consumer is minimum wage people, and suddenly the minimum wage increases, then you bet your bottom dollar they're going to increase the price of that product or service. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and like I said earlier, you can change the price in the middle of the day for no reason. You can change the price of something anytime you want to. So as soon as that goes into effect, every good and service that is aimed at minimum wage workers will immediately increase in price.
If you want to join us here, the number for you, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I heard recently that New Hampshire's unemployment numbers, we happen to live in New Hampshire, we're doing the show from here, was now below 2%. As of, like, the last week or so.
And yet there's now hiring signs everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Which is something that's like, I just don't understand that.
Like, if you're considering moving to New Hampshire, the last thing you need to worry about is being able to find a job.
Plenty of people still sitting on the couch. Plenty of people still getting that government dole. And plenty of people still scared of the virus.
And I forget who it was. I think it was somebody on the show last night said that it was that, like, the government unemployment numbers don't count a certain factor, which is, like, people who quit looking for a job.
People who stopped looking. So the number's much higher.
So what's the real number? 603-283-6160. You can join us. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2's coming up live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.